Hello.
Hello.
We are Incompletely Articulate, otherwise known as Rachel and Phil, Arcadian Lady and Filthy from Twitter. And this is our seventh podcast.
Yes, it is. Episode 7. You are welcome to it. Incompletely Articulate being a podcast in which each of us will perform for you a poem written in the last week or so. Rachel, it's your turn to go first. What would you like to tell me about what you're going to do?
Okay, it's about summer, and it's I sort of had these like sort of paragraphs of writing about the seasons, and I've done all apart from autumn actually, and I sort of tried to adapt it into a poem, and ended up sort of almost just writing a new poem. But it's good to have like a jump off point. Okay, so summer is.
Summer means jamming broken windows open with stacks of DVDs in a futile gesture to lure an absent summer breeze. Summer is seaside trips when weathermen boast a record-breaking day, and by 2 o'clock warning drops from a sky gone cloudy grey. Raincoats over swimsuits fail to spoil the day. Frozen lips eat ice cream, last smears of factor 30 wash away. Mum running to the garden, throwing off her dress, overdosing on the vitamin D she swears relieves her stress. Digging out the ice cube tray from the bottom of the Tupperware drawer. Dozing off at Pim's o'clock is what summer Sundays are best for. Wake up early or get home late to catch a whiff of each new day. The fresh and mild beginnings that high-rise heating wafts away. And just as you make peace with summer and her ways, crunchy leaves and jumper sleeves are here to fill the longer days.
Yeah, I like that. Lots of, nice tactile images in it, again, which I think is your thing.
Yeah, it seems to be becoming my thing.
You know, I was aware of your stuff before we started doing podcasts, and I think that's one of the things I've always liked about the stuff, is you've got an eye for an image.
Sort of like snapshots that we talked about.
Yeah, but yeah, not just that, just you see a thing, and that becomes a thing that's worth mentioning.
Mm.
I mean, are you pleased with the piece? Are you things that it's what you were aiming for, and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think it became slightly more, this is a ridiculous than a poem podcast, slightly more poemy than I'd anticipated, because I sort of tried to sort of read out what I had in kind of, I suppose it's like, kind of slightly poetic, but it was still just kind of like.
So you sort of found yourself falling into a structure.
Yeah, exactly, and kind of would preferred for it to be slightly more kind of ad hoc, but kind of better, like, to go to one extreme than the other and just read out an essay. So, what have you got for us this week?
So, I've got something that is in its own half-assed Ben Elton way, a little bit of politics and topicalness and stuff, because there was like a really weird fake whipped up controversy this week about a man with more money than everyone I've ever met put together spending a bit more than I might on some food. Were I to be a multimillionaire, I'd like to think one of the perks would be I wouldn't have to care when staying late at work if my takeaway cost a pony. Had I grown up in opulence and wealth so less than a monkey feels like change, when I posted a photo of myself on Twitter, I wouldn't think it strange if my takeaway cost a pony. Supposing I'd always been so minted I'd never had to scrimp and save for food and never had to fast because I was skint, could I imagine how it would be construed if my takeaway cost a pony? If everyone I knew was stinking rich, one of the many advantages would be eschewing the cheap sandwich, and I'd know I'd avoided golden arches if my takeaway cost a pony. If you're mad with Gideon because he could spend a fiddy on a burger if he wanted to, with all due respect, I think you aren't paying enough attention to things that deserve indignation. I was going to start a list, but it seemed that it would consist of everything else he's ever done. He isn't loved by anyone I've ever met or any will, the lying, heartless corporate shill, so smug of smile and shrill of scoff, the slimy, odious little toff still. If, like George, I'd loads of dough, a poster boy for inequality's disgrace, I wonder if I would even know, or if I'd casually stuff my well-fed face with a takeaway costing a pony.
It's really good. I really like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we get. I should pretend I know what you're talking about.
Oh, there
was. But, I mean, there was enough story in that, like some.
So, George Osborne put this picture on the Twitters this week of himself eating a takeaway while he was working on the statement he was putting out on Wednesday. And one of the some of the tabloids anyway were kicking off if it was a £10 burger and stuff. But lots of people said in a tweet what I've gone on about forever, just one thing, you know, there's plenty of things to hate George Osborne for.
Yeah.
But the fact
that he wants to spend a tenner on a burger doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Like, it's not my tenner.
Yeah.
Like, however much he might sort of, you know, cut sort of like money that I like, you know, that I might get or whatever, like, I still know that it's not my money he's spending on his dinner.
Yeah, he's not spent the money he's taking away from your benefits.
No, exactly.
On that burger, you know, there's plenty of reasons to generally dislike rich people, but only because you're slightly prejudiced against them, they're not all evil, you know?
And also, what does it say for the people that did the research to find out, like, the burger price and stuff, and, like, we can whip up this mass hysteria, and it's like, well, people aren't getting angry at what George Osborne is and what he's doing as a human being in this world, then I don't really know if I want those sort of people to be...
Yeah, like, I say, there was an early draft where the middle eight, I started just trying to, you know, list and point out some things that, you know, you should be angry about, but it was just stupid because there were just hundreds you didn't know where to start, you know?
Mm.
You know, this isn't meant to be a stupid bit of political haranguing and soapboxing and all that gubbins. This isn't my place to stand here and preach at people or whatever.
But we are place. Right, this and is, if you don't agree with us, then you're wrong.
This is just our place to come read some poems.
Yeah.
You didn't come here for a diatribe. But,
but you've got one.
Yeah. You know what? It's been several episodes since anyone used the phrase plug, plug, plug.
Oh, well, in that case, plug, plug, plug. It is, what are we, on Twitter, we are at Incompletely Art, and on there we will tweet links when it goes up on Tuesday to Tumblr, SoundCloud, iTunes, yeah, on iTunes, get on it.
Put the thumb on the Facebook.
Yes, oh yeah, Facebook, I made that, and I always forget. Yeah, Facebook page as well, if you search Incompletely Articulate, then you can like our page.
And more important, just actually tell someone to listen to it. I'd much rather, you know, an extra couple of people heard this than I've got those little back rubs and self-congratulatory things of seeing Twitter account followers go up and little thumb numbers go up and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. If you think, like, if you know someone and you think they'll like it, actually tell them with your voice rather than send them a...
Send us a reply and have a conversation with us.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Tell us we're...
Good. Tell us we're good,
not
please.
Terrible. Tell us we're not terrible.
Yeah. I say that regularly, so. Bye.